Minister, I just wanted to raise Ennis Community School with yourself. You were very good to ensure that all children in that school received the hot school meals for the entire year, and it's worked really, really well. It is the amalgamation of three schools, and one is Desh. So I just said I'd raise it and highlight it again with you this morning that you might consider extending that for a further year, as it was a huge success, and all of the children there like to be the same as each other, as we all know. So. Thanks very much.
Deputy Durkin, you wanted to come in briefly.
That's Concorda, and I concur with the last speakers and congratulate the Minister for advancing the school meal process. The efforts that continue to be made to ensure a balanced diet and a balanced and nutritious diet is maintained in what is the formative years insofar as dietary issues are concerned and the necessity to adhere to that balance.
Thank you. Just to say to Deputy Manarne O'Connor, there's 31 schools in Carlow getting the hot school meals programme, and that's covering 5,639 children. Just to Deputy Violet Ann Wynne, the Ennis Community School was something that was brought to my attention. I was obviously very conscious at the amalgamation, and some were in it, some weren't, Desh, non-Desh, and that was the secondary school. Now, we've been able to provide that support and solution at the time. Look, we have to continue to work with them, and look, I'm happy to do what we can, because it's important that children are treated equally. And the second thing is we had planned to have all primary schools rolled out by 2030, but I'm glad to say that it has gone much, much quicker than was initially anticipated. It's something I've been very keen to drive on. So we hope to have that all children in primary schools by the end of 2025 will be getting a hot school meal. So for those schools that haven't been in touch, please get in touch, and I'm sure the children will do the talking, because there'll be somebody getting a hot school meal in one school and not in the other. And that's the way the news gets out. And as I said, I'm totally supportive of it. Oh, and sorry. In terms of dietary standards, there's healthy eating guidelines that are set out and laid down for the suppliers. So they have to meet certain standards, and I would expect them to do that. And there are intermittent inspections by my department in different schools, but really it's up to the teachers to make sure, or the principal, to make sure that the right and proper good food's coming in, because it's been paid for.